Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, July 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. For some office employees on a hybrid schedule, working from home on Monday might be a no-brainer as they ease back into the work week. Many managers disagree.
There's a movement called bare minimum Mondays, even, where workers advocate like really taking it easy on Monday so that they give themselves a break and don't burn out. Managers are fed up with this, and they are starting to say, hey, we want Monday to be in person, in the office, get your butt in your chair at 9 a.m., and let's treat Monday like any other day.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal contributor Anne-Marie Chaker after the break.
ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Managers are making a push to get workers into the office on Mondays, and in some cases, it's not going over very well with workers. WSJ's Anne-Marie Chaker joins us. So, Anne-Marie, many companies are still on a hybrid schedule. What days do workers tend to come into the office?
Yeah, the big days tend to be in the middle of the week, right? So Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, those are the days that companies ask workers to come in. They can set their own schedule. Sometimes they see who else is going to be there. They can schedule a desk. Fridays tends to be the day when most people work from home. And Mondays, it's a little bit more hit or miss.
All right. So then why the focus on Mondays from the companies?
So Mondays has always been the let's get out of the weekend and get back to work day. And companies are finding that workers tend to blow off Mondays a little bit. They tend to make it the day when they come back from their weekend. So they'll be in the car, literally phoning it in or answering emails. And there's a movement called bare minimum Mondays, even, where workers advocate like really taking it easy on Monday so that they give themselves a break and don't burn out. Managers are fed up with this, and they are starting to say, hey, we want Monday to be in person, in the office, get your butt in your chair at 9 a.m., and let's treat Monday like any other day.
I mean, I've heard of a case of the Mondays, but it's got its own movement among employees.
Right? Yeah. There's a whole movement on TikTok and elsewhere where employees post videos of themselves lighting candles, taking it easy on themselves, and telling themselves not to go too crazy on a Monday.
But before the pandemic, Monday was the day when a lot of departments would get people together and map out the plan for the week. Why do a lot of workers feel differently now?
Now, it's funny, isn't it? Monday was the day when it wasn't all that strange or bizarre to get in an office meeting and sort of plan the week. And managers are saying, what's the big deal that this is something that is not unusual for us to want to map out the week, get our goals. And we've written a lot about burnout and employees saying that we need to be treated as adults and the work is going to get done, but it's going to get done at the pace that we want it to get done. So it's this conflict now that we're seeing in workplaces all over the country.
Now, you've spoken to managers in specific situations who've asked their workers to come in on Mondays. How'd that go over?
Not very well. There was an example in the story of a company in Philadelphia. It was an economic development company, and the manager said to his employees, look, we got to show the flag. We got to show that like we're here in the office and supporting businesses around us. And he chose Monday in particular as the day when he wanted to see everyone and meet. And the younger employees really resisted this idea. And finally, they came to a truce where they agreed to have their planning meeting every other Monday. But it's also where people are in their walks of life, right? some people who have like small children or a lot of responsibilities at home may feel more strongly about wanting to have that flexibility. Others who are at a phase of life where they want to be out and about and more social might also feel more strongly that the office is a good place for them.
And managers might want people in the office, but at the end of the day, the work has to get done regardless of where someone's desk is. Is there room for compromise here?
Friday has been the day that like everybody kind of agrees on not to touch. So we might be seeing more, if you don't agree to this, we're gonna take away Fridays. And that could be something that, well, everybody agrees on, we all want our Fridays.
So what could cause some companies to become more strict about workers coming in on Mondays?
Yeah, so more Monday office mandates could be ahead if the economy falters and workers start worrying about job security. So employers might start to use that as an opportunity to be more strict on the number of days spent in the office. So if a company, for instance, goes from 3 days a week to 4 days, there's a good chance that Mondays would be that increased day.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Anne-Marie Chaker. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.